News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, the Irish Aviation Authority has warned that unless urgent action is taken at a political level, the Irish aviation industry will not exist. The stark statement was made yesterday at the Oireachtas Transport Committee, which continues again today. Well, for more on this, we're joined by Padraig O'Kay, the founder of Air Aran Regional. Good morning, Padraig O'Kay.
Hi, good morning, Claire.
Can you just put into perspective how serious the situation is for the Irish aviation industry at this moment in time?
This is the worst recession the aviation industry worldwide, and Ireland in particular, have come up against, I'd say, since the Wright brothers started flying an airplane back in 1919 or so. It is very, very, very serious. Even large airlines like Aer Lingus and Ryanair are seriously struggling with the reserves that they have to actually just survive and keep going. A lot of airlines are going to close down. You're already having huge, huge unemployment. And Claire, maybe just to put it into perspective, EASA have come out there a couple of weeks ago in relation to their stats worldwide. International air travel for April of this year was down 98%. And so far, it's down on the year 88%. So it's really absolutely impossible just to run a business like an airline with very, very high fixed costs. You can imagine the cost of actually acquiring an airplane, never mind operating one, with just 12% of your market. So it's really in a dire situation. And I would fully agree and support what the Irish Aviation have said.
Just this is a problem that's a global issue, a huge issue for the industry. Is there anything unique here in Ireland that makes it even more troubling and difficult and more challenging for the industry?
There is. Ireland is to some degree unique because we are a small island nation, and the bridge to the rest of the world for us is on an airplane. For passengers and also more and more so for relation to goods and so on, that area. So it's particularly difficult for Ireland. On the other hand, Ireland has been a pioneer in relation to world aviation. We've had some of our people running Qantas, running a whole lot of other world global airlines, and also our aviation industry in Ireland in relation to aircraft leasing and so on. We're the largest in the world in relation to aircraft leasing. So it's a particularly huge issue for Ireland because aviation is so important from a transport point of view and from a business stroke economic perspective.
OK, the Oireachtas Transport Committee hearing is continuing today. I presume there's a push now for more supports needed. What specifically would help right now?
Absolutely, Claire. Unfortunately, the government failed to initiate any of the proposals that the task force, who was set up by the government last June, recommended. At that stage, we were looking for approximately €34 million of support, which is a drop in the ocean compared to what is required today. If that was provided at the time, it certainly would have made life probably a lot easier and save an awful lot of money in the long term on the taxpayer and everybody else. Now there's two types of support. The fundamental support that's required is one of what we call of liquidity. In other words, to allow and support the airlines and airports, may I say, just to survive for the next probably 12 months or so. So there's significant support from that, from a cash flow point of view, so they can just continue and survive. After that, there's more longer term support so they can actually transition back into some sort of normality in business. Again, EASA have stated clear that it's going to be at least 5 years before we get any resemblance of normality in the aviation industry. And that's not even up to 2019 figures. Also, Claire, it's really important that airports be supported. Dublin Airport would have lost in the region of about €130 million since the start of this pandemic and shutdown. So in last March, so it's a huge issue for Dublin Airport and for the regional airports in Ireland.
Okay, Padraig O'Kay, founder of Air Aran Regional. Thanks for joining us this morning.